promised heaven.
He would sit on the riverbank and watch the water rushing past him. The purity of the water made all of his worries go away instantly. If he had time to spare, he would just sit there and play with the mud like a child. That day, he was making a house out of the mud next to the river. In front of the house, he made a makeshift garden with weeds and flowers. Suddenly, he heard footsteps coming towards him, and he looked up and saw Zubeda Khatun, the wife of the Khalifa, was coming towards him with one of her servants. He didn't mind her and continued building his garden when the wife of the Khalifa stood above him and said,
"What are you building, Bahlul?"
"I'm building heaven."
The Khalifa's wife knew he was joking, then said,
"Are you selling this heaven?"
"I'll sell it to you."
"For how much?"
100 dinar.
Sakina? Here is your 100 dinars.
This heaven is yours then. I shall write a deed for you later.
Thank you.
Zubeda, the wife of the Khalifa, smiled and left the riverbank. Bahlul then took the gold coins and went towards the city. Every time he passed by a needy person, he would give them a gold coin. When he gave each and every gold coin as charity, he felt relieved and came home. That night, Zubeda saw a dream where she entered a vast field with huge castles covered in diamonds and gold. The flowers in the field had a gorgeous smell, and the field was probably the most beautiful scene she had ever witnessed. Under a big tree, there was a beautiful girl waiting to serve her. The girl came with a gold sheet of paper and said, "This is the deed of the garden that Bahlul sold you." That morning, when Zubeda woke up, she told her husband, the Khalifa, the story of her buying heaven from Bahlul and the dream that she had just had. The Khalifa quickly sent one of his servants to bring Bahlul to the palace. Bahlul happily came and was warmly welcomed by the Khalifa.
"Oh, Bahlul, it's so nice to see you today. Come into my palace. I would like to buy the same heaven that you sold my wife."
"I will not sell it to you."
"Here is the 100 dinars. You want more? I can give you 1,000 dinars. Guards, get the 1,000 dinars for him."
"I will not sell it to you."
"What? Okay. If you want anything from my palace, you can get it. Anything. But just give me that heaven, Bahlul."
"I will not give it to you, Harun Rashid."
"What do you want then? Why would you not sell me the heaven?"
"Your wife bought this heaven without even knowing or seeing what it was."
"Bahlul, wait, Bahlul."
"So happy, Dukhtar Khushkil man is getting married."
"Maman, we haven't even planned the wedding yet. How am I almost married?"
"Oh, it's okay, Amine. Leave that all to me. I'm going to make this the most extravagant wedding ever. Now don't worry your pretty little face about anything, because I don't want you, khoda nakone, get any wrinkles before your arusi. Wait. Oh, good. No wrinkles."
"Actually, Maman, I was thinking maybe we shouldn't have it so over the top."
"Yani chi?"
"Okay. I love Iranian weddings. They're beautiful. They're fantastic. They're outstanding. I just love them. But, you know, I was thinking maybe we should have it a teeny, tiny bit more simple."
"Simple? Amine, don't say these things. You're my only child, so the only wedding we have to look forward to is yours. So it has to be perfect. Don't you remember Sara's wedding, how nice that was?"
"Oh, no, Maman, I do not want to have a wedding like Sarah."
"No, we won't have a wedding like Sara's. We'll make it bigger."
Oh, Mama, please.
No, Amine. I don't want you to mess things up just because you have these silly little ideas in your head.
Anyways, Mama, I have a class I need to go to soon, so I'd better get going because there's going to be a lot of traffic, so...
Ah, you and your college. It's all you ever think about, don't you? It's a miracle you found a husband in the first place.
Well, how else am I supposed to become a district attorney?
Oh, Azizam, you know I care about you. It's just, you know, you shouldn't be so stressed before your wedding.
Okay, well, I love you, Mama.
Oh, I love you too.
Bye.
Khodafiz, Azizam.
Hello? Huh. Huh, say it. Okay. Okay. Lafis. Lafis.
Assalamu alaikum, Ami.
Wa alaikum assalam, beta. I just got off the phone with Zainab Aunty, and she and I are planning you and Amna's wedding, and it's going to be the best shadi ever. I'm so excited for you.
Right, so about the wedding, shouldn't we start planning that internally as well?
I've already started that, actually. So there's going to be amazing decorations, biryani, korma, and her sharar is going to come from Pakistan.
Wow, that sounds pretty Pakistani to me. It was very cultural. You know, I was thinking about cutting back on the whole cultural aspect a little bit.
You don't want a Pakistani wedding? Is it because you're marrying an Irani girl?
No, it has nothing to do with that. I mean, seriously, it's just, then? I don't know. It's just too expensive, you know? We have so many events, it's like 5 events, you know? It's just too expensive.
Don't worry about the money, beta. You only get married once, inshallah. So let's spend what we have and maybe some more.
Inshallah, only once, hopefully. But, you know, it's not about that. I just don't want to spend that much. You know, having money is one thing, but then spending it on useless events, I mean, I don't know.
It's okay. The thing is, you're the groom, so you don't think about this stuff. But Amina, she's the bride. And, you know, girls, it's the biggest day of their life, and if it doesn't go the way she wants it, well, I don't want her hating me for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, but Amina is not really like that. Like, honestly, she's not going to want to wear a $100,000 dress, you know? She's not like that. She's very simple.
Well, Beta, don't worry about it. I'm going to call her mom, and we'll speak and plan out the whole thing. Maybe we can meet up and do some wedding plannings, okay?
I guess. I mean, whatever you want to do. I have to go meet with her at the coffee shop anyway, so I guess I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. Lapis.
Lapis. Haji. Yes, so I was calling to see if we could do some wedding plans. When would you like to meet? Okay. All right, next week at your house then? All right, sounds great. Khuda hafiz.
It's a nice coffee shop. Is there anything good over here? Okay, give me one sec. Hey, so I'll take one spicy, what was it?
Pumpkin spice latte.
Pumpkin spice latte. Thank you, sir. Here you go.
Anyways, that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about some wedding planning.
Okay, sounds good. What did you want to talk about? Same here. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, my mom's been talking about how Pakistani she wants this whole wedding and, you know, all these different events and this and that. But I don't know. I guess your mom's been talking about Irani weddings, right?
Yeah, and she just totally wants to make it Irani. She just wants to spend a fortune on it.
Yeah, that's out of control. I mean, at least you have a fortune to spend, man. Like, I don't even have a fortune, you know? We'd have to sell everything that we have just to have a fortune.
It's not like we have much of a choice.
What do you mean we don't have a choice? We always have a choice. Man, don't give me that.
You know what? You're right.
It's our wedding.
We should be making all these decisions.
Yeah, man, it's our wedding. What do you expect?
Exactly. You know? So, like, about the dress and everything, did your mom say anything about it?
Yeah, she talked a little bit about it. You know, I think she wants you to wear, like, a red sharara. It's pretty cool. I mean, if you've seen all those movies, like, sharara, you know, you've seen it.
Ooh, my mom wants me to wear a Vera Wang dress. Right. And do you think we can meet halfway for this by any chance?
I mean, how would we do that? Maybe you could wear like a red Vera Wang dress? Maybe it could be red.
Actually, I was thinking maybe I can wear the Shara, you know, that Pakistani thing in white. Yeah.
A white shadara?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see a problem with that. It's just, you know, I have to convince my mom that you're not a widow because, you know, in our culture, if you wear white, you know, it seems like you're a widow. And so maybe you should.
That's nice.
But I guess I'll talk to my mom. We'll see. We'll see if we can come up with something.
Okay. Well, a widow. Okay. Anyways, I have some stuff to do, but did you know that your family is coming over to my house next week, right?
Oh, really? Oh, you get to meet Zeeshan. He's my bro. He's pretty cool.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I have some bio homework I need to finish, so I need to get going now.
Yeah, same. I have a test to study for, so.
Well, good luck.
Inshallah. Bye. Hopefully I pass, you know.
Suraya, they're coming to for the wedding, not to look at you. Oh, gosh.
Oma, you look wonderful as ever.
Are you sure? Because you know I always have to look presentable in front of you.
Oma, you look beautiful. I just have a question. What's taking them so long?
You know, Azizam, I think you're right. Hey. It is a casual get-together, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how your mother has gone so far.
They're here.
How are you, brother?
Sorry we're late. I was practicing for driving school, and what happened was that I missed the exit. And we kept going, and I missed the exit after that, and we ended up at Kirima Boardwalk.
Dude, that's in Galveston.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
Salam, salam. Oh, my God. Oh, Rani, I'm so sorry. I forget to talk in English sometimes. Are you good, Rani?
I am good, sister. How are you? And your dress is beautiful, mashallah.
Really? Oh, I didn't even try to look good today, you know? Why, you know, why don't we sit down?
Okay.
So, dinner should be out in a few minutes, so, you know, don't.
Okay. Well, did Amina make something?
No. Why would Amina need to make anything?
Well, if she's marrying my son, I want to know what she can cook.
Oh, Azizam, we don't do the cooking. We have Sara Jun do the cooking.
Who?
Oh, she's our chef. I don't think Amina has ever cooked anything in her life.
Mummy, it's okay. I mean, she'll learn after marriage. I mean, I'm sure she can make killer lemon chicken and stuff like that, but you know, I'm marrying her for her personality, so let's leave it at that. Come on.
But anyway, now I think that it's a very good idea for all of the parents to come together and talk about the wedding, you know, so it turns out perfectly good.
Absolutely.
So I don't know if in Pakistan you do this, but in Iran we have this thing called a mehriye, which is basically an amount of money that, you know, the groom gives to the bride. And, I mean, it can be anything. It could be money or gold coins or, you know, even houses.
Houses?
Oh, Azizam, no, don't worry. We're not going to ask houses from you. Just a few gold coins, you know.
Well, I guess a few gold coins sounds reasonable.
Well, you see, the thing is, in Iran, it's fashionable to do the birthday of the girl. So, you know, if she's 24 years old.
Wait, what? 1,988 coins? Ya mere khuda, that's so much money.
Well, it's a lot less than what Jamshid gave to me. But, Rasi, Jamshid, where is my mehriye?
It's in the bank. Safe, very safe. It's in the bank.
Really? Because, you know, I haven't seen it in all 20 years. But anyway, that's the boring part. Let's talk about the fun part.
Yes, of course.
So, because I know you guys are not, you know, in the good financial situation, I decided to do this part myself.
Oh, Surya Baji, this is too kind of you.
Well, if you say so. And anyway, so for the place of venue, I thought that, you know, we'd make it a very, very nice place. You know that that Hilton Hotel has a very, very good ballroom.
The Hilton Hotel? The one that's 3 blocks from here?
Yes, that's the one. Isn't it just so elegant?
But it's so expensive. And I mean, for one night alone, it's so much, let alone a whole week.
It's for a whole week? I thought it was just a one-day affair.
No, of course not. Our weddings go on for 4 days.
Four days?
I mean, actually, Yamine and I were, you know, thinking of...
Why would you want to have it for 4 days? I mean, what do you want to do, build the Eiffel Tower?
Okay, let's talk about the decorations, guys. I mean, you guys are very good at that, so let's see.
Yes, we want the most beautiful wedding ever. I'm thinking... red or lime green, or maybe an aqua if you prefer.
Red? You want red at a wedding? But you can't have those type of colors. You need elegant, sophisticated, chic colors. I say we should have a nice cream, a soft black, a very, very pale gold. Those type of colors, those are nice.
Very boring colors. Something brighter, happier. I mean, of course, this is a happy event after all.
Well, yes, but you want people to think we have some sophistication, you know?
How about the food? Okay, let's talk about the food, guys. What are we going to serve, actually?
Oh, okay, the food. Okay. So I don't know. I was thinking either have our chefs make the food or have it catered, but I don't really know yet.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. I'll make the food. I know it'll take a lot of time. I might need to bring some of my friends to help me, but it'll be the best Pakistani food you've ever had on this side of the earth.
Oh, but you know, our guests, they're very, they have very delicate stomachs, you know, the way you cook your food, we kind of have to serve Pepto-Bismol with everything.
Suraya, you don't have to be so bold.
No, Jamshid. She is our only daughter, and this is the only wedding we are ever going to have in our family. So at least let me have a say in this.
Calm down.
You know, it's just... Anyway, so, what else? The dress! Oh, the dress! Her dress has to be beautiful.
Yes, her dress has to be beautiful.
Actually,
I'm thinking the sharara, you know, red and beautiful, elegant colors, and work on it, embroidery.
But I already did the shopping online, already bought her dress. It is a $10,000 Vera Wang dress.
Actually, a boss and I were thinking, maybe I could wear a...
But we're supposed to buy the dress? It's supposed to come from us. The sharara is supposed to come from us.
But I already bought it. It was $10,000.
So the sharara is not cheap either. It costs many thousands of dollars.
Well, you know, I mean, it's just, you can't have that sort of thing at a wedding. I mean, it's not right. Just, you can't, I mean, why do you want all this red and all these colors like this? You just can't. Oh, gosh. Anyway. Jamshid.
Yes. Yes.
You don't have any say in this? You don't want to add anything?
No, Yeah, I mean, we just need to be neutral, you know? I mean, we just have to compromise.
I mean, no, I mean, that's the thing. You can't just make everything neutral. I mean, just, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't think we should have any of this because you're trying to put all of your culture into it. You know, we Iranians, we have so many beautiful things in our culture. Like, for example, let me think. Okay, so like the bride and the groom, they like they get like the honey, you know, the asal, and they stick their fingers into it and stuff.
And then what do they do with that?
Oh no, then they put it in each other's mouths.
Doesn't that sound a little unclean?
It's supposed to be symbolic, you know. They provide the sweetness to each other's lives, you know, things like that.
Okay, well, what about our culture? We have henna in it, the mehndi.
I don't know, it's very, You know, it's not going to match, you know?
But it will. It'll match her sharara. It'll look so
She's
funny.
Not going to wear a sharara. You know, I just... You don't understand.
Amine, why are we in your backyard? Wow.
Boss.
Nice backyard.
This wedding planning is just a whole lot harder than I thought it would be.
I mean, I agree. All they want to do is spend all this money, you know, and it's just ridiculous.
I mean, just so much trouble for just something so... I mean, it's not little, but... One night?
You know what? Let's try to take our minds off of that. Let's talk about a little something more exciting, like, our honeymoon.
Oh, maybe we can go to... Hawaii. I've heard it's really
Stop
nice it there.
Nah, man, it's too many women walking around with bathing suits and this and that. I mean, you know, come on, you can't even wear that around.
I mean, I can wear one of those Islamic ones. Right?
Islamic bathing suits, that's a good one.
And we can go surfing. Okay, never mind about Hawaii. What about Vegas?
Vegas?
Yeah.
Man, that's worse than Hawaii. It's like old people going there to gamble and, you know, you got all this sin going around. It's Sin City.
Okay, well, rule out North America. But maybe we can go to Europe. What about the French countryside?
French countryside? You know, it's nice, but what are you going to do once you see the country? You know, just look at it and that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to do something. It's kind of cold there, too. And they serve all their food with wine. You know, everything has wine with it. Even if they give you a little piece of cheese, they're going to give you wine with it.
Yeah, you're right. So, then...
All right, so how about this, okay? I know this great scholar, right? His name is Maulana Big. And so he has this Caravan 72, which goes to Umrah. And so I was thinking, you know, maybe we can do our honeymoon, not just physically, but also spiritually. You know, if
yeah.
we're going to start our life together... Why don't we start off with the blessings of Allah?
That's a really good idea, and I really like that idea.
I got Maulana Big on my speed dog. Hit him up.
Okay. Well, one problem. How are we going to get the moms to agree on this?
I guess we do still have that problem. Well, let me think. Well, I mean, they want to do everything Pakistani and Irani, right? And those cultures change over time, you know? And so... When you have a foundation that changes, it's very unstable. So let's try to find a foundation that stays firm. So let's just follow Islam.
Yeah, I like that.
If we use Islam as our foundation, then they can't really argue with that, right?
That's true. I have a mosquito on me.
Oh, there I got
it. It's about to die.
Anyways, so.
I'm gonna go inside.
You okay? Well, I know that mosquito's not okay. So I guess we'll do that. Let's go talk to our parents and tell them about an Islamic wedding.
Yeah,
and then
totally.
Inshallah, we'll see what happens.
Let's go.
She's the groom, right? I mean, what else are we going to be taking pictures of? The food?
No, you don't understand, Rani. I mean, like, there's more than just the actual pictures. To take pictures of the events and the partying and everything. You can't just take one pictures and stuff. I mean,
hey,
it's not...
He wants to say something. Can you please?
We both want to say it. We respect the fact that y'all are happily married. But the final decision is on Abbas and I. Right, Abbas?
I agree. I mean, she nailed it on the dot. I mean... It is our decision, you know, at the end of the day, and we were talking, and so we feel like we should have the final say in this.
Suraya, don't you think he's right?
I guess so. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, it's just when we were young, we didn't have decision about we get to make the wedding, you know. All of the parents used to do this for us, and you know, we do love you, and we do want your wedding to be the best, you know. What do you think, Ronnie?
Sorry, Abaji. I think I agree. I mean, it's not really what we want, but what matters is what they want. So, what do you want? Pakistani wedding or Irani wedding?
Yeah. I agree. I don't think we want to go with either of those. We were talking, and you know, in our Islamic history, you see the wedding of Imam Ali and Bibi Fatima. And it was very simple, it was very elegant, and it was the most perfect wedding that has ever happened in the history of mankind. And so we honestly believe we want to go that straight path as well. And that's what we want to emulate.
Mashallah, mashallah.
So does that mean the food is going to be Irani, Pakistani, Martian, what?
Well, it's complicated. We'll discuss this all together.
Yeah, let's go, Zeeshan. Let's take this out, man.
All right, let's hear a loud one for all these beautiful people who did an excellent job. Well, did you all like that? Yes? All right, do you think they're a cute couple? No. Do you think they should get married? No, they shouldn't get married? I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about Abbas and Amine. Right? Do you think Abbas and Amine should get married? What would stop them from getting married? Their parents, okay. Is it just their parents or more than their parents? Is it something else? What was the issue? Was it money? Was it money? Culture. You got it right. Culture. What is culture? Can I answer? What is culture? What is culture, my friends? Yes, tell me. Religion. My friends, yes, you have an answer there. It's where you come from. Well, that's your nationality, right? Or your ethnicity. What is culture? Anyone has an answer? I mean, you all know what culture is, right? Farhang. What is farhang? How do you define it? Customs, okay. Right, there are things that we do. But is that culture? I want you to think, my friends, because we want to reach a real good conclusion here today, right? Policy. Policy, it's not politics, right? It's more, my friends, what is farhang? What is culture? I want you to, you all know it, but I want you to define it. If not, I will define it for you. Yes? Wow, look at these kids. I mean, you know, do I have some adults? In the evening, I was just making a comment, and I was saying that the kids don't need help. It's the adults that need help. The kids are doing really good, right? So for these kids, let's send loud salawats. You know what culture is? Culture is are those habits and those things that we hold on to dearly because we feel that it is what makes us up. It what identifies us. Now those things can have no basis. Those things can have no basis, but we hold on to them. Sometimes they become khurafat. See, culture is good, but if it comes in the way of making us ignorant, it becomes khurafat. Let me tell you what khurafat is, where it comes from. Husband, you know, this marriage actually took place. Abbas did get married to Amine. And Amine did start cooking. And when she started cooking, she made chicken. But Abbas saw something that was very strange. When she made chicken, she cut the ending of the legs. And she cooked it. Abbas said, "What do you do that for?" And she said that, "Well, because it tastes good." That, I said, "Why?" "Because this is how you have always done it. My mother always done it. It's our family recipe." Abbas said, "Wow, that's great. I'll ask your mother." So when they met the mother again, after the honeymoon, then he asked the mother, hey, what happened? I mean, why do you cook the chicken like this where you cut the ending of the legs? He said, well, that's how my mother did it. And this is a family recipe, and we cherish this. That's the only way we cook chicken. So then, the next time they went overseas, they went to Iran, where they met the grandmother of Amina. And she lived in Isfahan. And when they got to the house, Abbas still had the question, why do you make the chicken this way? So he asked the grandmother, the grandma, listen, your daughter and her daughter make chicken like this. They cut the legs of the chicken, and they say this is a family recipe. What's the secret? Why do you do that? She said, I don't do that. And so his wife, Amina, says, but my mother said you always did it. He said, no, I don't do that. But that's what she taught me. And then she remembered, oh, no. In those days, our oven was small, so the chicken wouldn't fit there. I had to cut the legs. So what happens is that a simple thing that was a necessity became a family tradition. And then now they hold on to it as a family recipe. Right? This is what ends up happening. So a lot of times we have to be careful, what are we holding on to? What is so endearing for us? What are we holding on to? And this is the reason that when it comes between our Islam and between people and between the right things happening, then we need to leave those things aside. That's when we need to leave those things aside. As long as it doesn't come between what's right, then it enhances us. Culture is a good thing when it enhances our Islam. But when it comes in the way of our Islam, that's when we stop and say, okay, this has gone too far. We need to stop this. That's when it ends, right? So it doesn't matter if they put their finger in honey or if they put their finger in henna, right? That's not going to make the wedding happen. What's going to make the wedding happen is if they can come together on a common point. And they found that common point. And those were Islamic principles. And they decided it right. And by the way, Asad, you might have my speed dial, but I don't answer the phone. So inshallah, we hope and we learned something today, and I think that is something that will be useful for us and for all of you who want to get married or whose children are going to get married, that you see the right spouse and that this is Islamic and that they are going to live a mu'min life, that they are going to live a life of a soldier of Imam-e-Zaman. That's what you want from your children. And if they can achieve that, then you have become successful in life. Because the credit will go to you. And inshallah, this is what we want to achieve with our children and with our life. Thank you very much. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Thank you very much for what you did. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. May Allah bless you for the lesson you taught us all. Thank you.